It's Georgia versus Florida, and it's coming up in just days. And no, it is not that football game in Jacksonville. In fact, it's in a courtroom. Arguments in an unusual Supreme Court case begin on Monday, and the outcome could affect how we live and do business here in Atlanta. WABE's Molly Samuel now explains what's at stake in that decades-long fight over water in the South.
The most basic thing to know about this case is that Florida says Georgia uses too much water and not enough makes it down to the Gulf of Mexico. At the core of Florida's arguments is the Chattahoochee River and how much of it Atlanta uses for its water supply. So I headed out on the water with Jason Olseth. He's with the environmental group Chattahoochee Riverkeeper. He takes me to the spot on the river where the city of Atlanta gets its water through an intake pipe.
Me. Withdraw their water on a constant basis just underneath the water surface there.
So Atlanta, this is where your water comes from, right here.
That's it.
To get here, we had to bounce over rocks that Olseth says aren't usually an issue, but the river's running low because of the drought.
The Chattahoochee River is one of the smallest rivers that provides a water supply to a major metropolitan area.
For the past two decades, Florida, Georgia, and Alabama have fought over this water supply. Now, Florida's suing Georgia in the U.S. Supreme Court over it.
Georgia's stealing our water.
That's Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He mentioned the fight in a Senate debate earlier this month, jokingly channeling Donald Trump.
We're going to make Georgia give us the water, and Georgia's going to pay for it. And the other one...
The Chattahoochee River flows from North Georgia through Atlanta over towards Alabama. It's actually the border between the two states. Then heads down to the Florida Panhandle, where it becomes the Apalachicola River. Dan Tonsmeyer is the Apalachicola Riverkeeper. He says there are times when his river down in Florida isn't in drought.
But because y'all are in a drought in North Georgia, the flows that we're getting are similar to drought flows.
Florida says those low drought flows are killing the Apalachicola Bay economy, which revolves around oysters. In 2012, the fishery collapsed.
People are struggling.
Joseph Parrish is a commissioner in Franklin County, Florida, on the Apalachicola Bay, and he's the manager at a seafood company.
It affects the whole economy. It affects people's ability to buy groceries, provide for their family. It'd be like a small town that relies on steel mills or relies on coal, and all of a sudden there ain't no more.
Florida says all this is Georgia's fault. It's asking the Supreme Court to put a cap on how much water Georgia can use from the Chattahoochee River Basin.
If Atlanta itself were capped, we would have a very serious problem.
Tom Cunningham is the chief economist at the Metro Atlanta Chamber. He says if a really strict water use limit was put in place here in Atlanta, population growth would be limited, new businesses wouldn't move here, property values would fall, income would go down, wealth would drain out of the city.
It's a mess. Hypothetically, under some of the more draconian proposals in the suit, you would actually have to see large numbers of people leave.
Georgia says the oyster decline in Florida is not its fault. It says when the BP oil spill happened in 2010, Florida allowed over-harvesting to get the oysters before the oil got there. And Georgia says it doesn't control flows on the river. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers does that with its five big dams. But there's another river in the system, the Flint River. It runs through the middle of Georgia and eventually meets up with the Chattahoochee to form the Apalachicola. And farmers in South Georgia who rely on the Flint are worried because their water use could also be limited if Florida wins this Supreme Court case. Casey Cox is a sixth-generation farmer. Her family grows peanuts and sweet corn.
A cap on our water use would be a cap on our future of agricultural productivity in Southwest Georgia.
So, three economies in South Georgia, Apalachicola Bay, and Atlanta. They all rely on this same water on this small river system. And there are others in between, cities like Columbus, utilities that need water to generate electricity, people who boat or fish in the rivers, wildlife. Chattahoochee Riverkeeper Jason Olseth says most of the time there is enough water to go around. And he thinks even during droughts, everyone could get by if they worked out a way to share.
Both states should be able to grow, have strong economies, have clean water supplies, and have healthy river systems. But it's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take a lot of compromise to make that happen.
This fight has been going on 26 years. The special master chosen by the Supreme Court to manage this latest battle has warned that no one's likely to be happy with the outcome of the case. Over and over, he's encouraged the states to find a way to settle out of court. But that hasn't happened. Oral arguments begin on Monday in Portland, Maine. Molly Samuel, WABE News.